and to whom he sware that they should not enter into his rest. Now that's where we're coming to tonight. Into his rest, but to them that believe not. So we see that they could not enter because of unbelief. Now what is sin? Unbelief. God had come to him in a pillar of fire, sent his prophet, and anointed him, give him signs to do before the people, and then the pillar of fire by the prophet led them out. Every circumstance they come to, they begin to murmur and say every little fault they found with Moses, begin to chat and chatter against him. And God was displeased because he said they were sinning.
Amen.
They should have listened. But instead of that, they listened to reason. How can it be? How can these things be? If he's God, everything is possible. And he'll make all things work together for good to them that love him. Now we're going into a great study here that is on the rest, the Sabbath.
Amen.
Now they were pilgrims in their journey. See, they had been down in Egypt 400 years and in bondage. And now they were being brought out by the miracles of God according to his promise. And they were on their road to the promised land. And here a supernatural light appears in amongst them and begins to lead them. Now some of them would say, now looky here. Who is this Moses? Who made you a ruler over us? Aren't you one of us? Who put you down here to be our boss? You think you know more than our pastor does? You think you know more than the priest does? You think you're smarter than what our religious men are this day? That had nothing to do with it. It was God.
Amen.
In the pillar of fire of vindicating.
Amen.
That he was in the move. Didn't make any difference who was smart and who wasn't smart.
Amen.
It was the idea of following what God put before them.
Amen.